Thank you, Mr. President, for all your work done thus far. We'd like to come to paragraph 27, which has been discussed by a number of states already. We thank the Ambassador of New Zealand who stated that they are not trying to be selective. Unfortunately, our view is that this has a potential to politicize the debate going forward. We've seen the Cluster Munitions Convention make great strides over the last few years. Even within the UN system with our UNGA resolution, we've seen changes happening over the last year or two, and we don't want to jeopardize those gains by politicizing this issue. We note the comment by France that this has been consensus language adopted. I believe it's been consensus language excluding the bold part that's been proposed by New Zealand. If you take out the bolded aspect that makes reference to Syrian Arab Republic, that's as it was last year, we can support that language. However, currently with the inclusion of a specific country, we would not be able to support this language. Just noting that the issue in Syria itself is very complex with a multitude number of actors involved. So this brings in a number of other issues which we would be importing into the Cluster Munitions Convention, and I don't think we are here to deal with those issues. We have other bodies in the United Nations that deal with it, and I think we should leave it there. Thank you.